Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Kusk is here. Bob's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 8 years now. He's the founder and president of Fusion Factor, the founder of HRAuto.org, and a number of e-books, which I'll get him to remind us about in just a little bit. And he's our good friend, Bob Kuska. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always great to be on the show, especially in the midst of this thunderstorm up here in Boston.
You guys got some bad weather up there, so thank you for hanging in there with us. But we'll let you, if you feel like you're about to be blown away, let us know. We'll let you go get some cover. We won't keep you on the line while the roof's coming off your house, okay?
Okay.
So, Bob is one of our top HR experts in the Brain Trust, and he spent, 150 years or so leading the HR charge at Gillette, and not only nationally but internationally. So he's got the chops to know what he's talking about. And Bob, thanks again for being here. What are you seeing as you look out across the landscape there? And here we are in 2015. What do you see out there in terms of getting people on board?
Well, Jim, let me give you your listeners a perspective, because I'm seeing it from two different angles. On one hand, I am working with business owners right now who all of a sudden have said, you know what, that need that I've had for the last 2 years, 3 years, I've got to hire it, and I've got to hire it now.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also working with college graduates, and the landscape has changed tremendously from when I started doing that 5 years ago.
Right.
And what I'm seeing is there is velocity in the marketplace that goes back for me probably to 99 when we were Y2K and we couldn't get, you know, people for programmers and things of that nature. I'm seeing that across the board.
Hmm. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's a couple things going on. You know, this pent-up need, business owners have said, I'm going to hire that extra.
We've been putting it off a long time, haven't we?
Exactly.
We've been trying to use technology to stretch things. We've been stretching ourselves. We've been stretching our people. At some point in time, the elastic won't go any farther, will it?
That's right. That's right. And now you're seeing the impact on your business.
Yeah.
You're saying, I have the capacity to grow, but I don't have the capacity to deliver to my growth needs. And people are looking really hard at that. And what's happening, Jim, just a year ago, I was out in the marketplace. Now, I'm not normally recruiting all the time. I only do it for existing clients.
Right.
And I was trying to find some CFOs and CIOs, and I had no problem.
Huh.
And now, a year later, those types of roles, people, they have choice. You know, and if you don't move quickly, they're getting snapped up.
So you're saying it's becoming a seller's market for the employees.
It is here in the Northeast. I can't speak for the whole country.
Yeah.
But the market
I don't know if you were here, if you and I talked about this, Bob, we probably did, but I started telling people about 4 or 5 years ago that the people who work for big companies who were being stretched, they were stretched first. They were abused the worst, in my opinion, the longest by corporate America. And I told small business owners, keep your eyes open, because these people are going to get tired of being treated like that. They're going to look for somewhere where it's a little more fun to work, and where it's not so political, and where they actually can get things done. And I said, start looking for that. And I talked about that 4 or 5 years ago. It sounds to me like you're saying that's what's starting to happen.
Jim, you're spot on. I have one position right now for a vice president of manufacturing, and I've got 10 candidates who were saying, you know what, I want the last 10 years of my career to be fun. I've had enough of this.
Right.
And they're looking at a smaller firm for less money, but they're saying it's not all about money.
Yeah. I don't think people realize how, and I hate to say this, Bob, but it's the truth. Corporate America is a very dysfunctional place to work. Well, I mean, I don't know how many times they start projects and they never finish them. I mean, they go all the way to the end. I say they never. They're just, it's a very frustrating, dysfunctional place to work. That's been my experience with as an employee, but also as a vendor.
Yeah, Jim, I spent 30 years in it, and I worked for a great organization.
Yep.
But what I've seen is companies started managing quarter to quarter.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And one of the things that they experienced is that when they started looking at their cost, they said, our greatest cost is our human capital, our employee. And they started treating people as dispensable.
That's exactly right. That's
and they could mm-hmm. when there was a high unemployment rate. If you're
right.
going to start seeing people now, and they're going to throw some money at it, but people are going to figure out, you know, you've heard me use this term before,
right.
employee value proposition. Why do people join my company? And
right.
why do people stay?
Mm-hmm. Yep, no, there's no question about it. And there's going to be, I think there's going to be an upheaval in corporate America. And it sounds like to me you're reporting the beginnings of that right now.
I'm. It's changed. I really saw it start to change around February, March of this year.
Yeah.
And I could see it in the numbers because one of the things I'm a big proponent of is using social media
mm-hmm.
to attract people. And I think LinkedIn is a great tool.
Yeah.
And I could see the numbers drop off as people were applying for jobs.
But, you know, let me tell you something else. You may know someone that you know has the skills you like and know has the ability that to do the job. You know, maybe it's just a simple, don't presume because that person has what you think is a great job at a major corporation. Don't presume you can't compete for them. Go up to that person and say, hey, how'd you like to come to work for me?
That's right. And now let's go back to the employee value proposition. How do we compete?
Yeah.
We compete by offering people what they want. They want great job content. They want a job that really interests them. Yeah, they want a good salary, but you know what I say? Salary isn't always the driver. It isn't
mm-hmm.
some professions. But
mm-hmm.
more often it's, do I like the people I'm working with? Do I have a great environment? So let's talk about that, Jim. How do small businesses build a great environment?
Well, they. The truth is compared to corporate America, all they have to do is just be themselves.
That's right.
That's a lot That's of it, right. really. Don't discount that, Bob.
But you know what, Jim? The other thing that they can do that's really, really simple, and I see this, one of my clients is great at doing this. He's a little bit of a bigger client.
Quickly.
The CEO has a communication meeting on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
He tells people what's going on.
And that's going to be attractive to a lot of people who haven't had that in the where they were before. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk some more about this with Bob Kuska after these messages. His book is called The Higher Ground.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.